Hello, and welcome to The Journey. This is Silver Bowen. Welcome to my podcast. This is my podcast about my writing life and things that I've learned and discovered and mistakes I've made and successes I've had and sometimes the lack of either, which is okay too. So today, I've been thinking a lot about failure and about ideas and about motivations and a lot of those kind of self-helpy topics, which actually was where I was thinking that this podcast might go, is this might turn into my self-help for writers podcast. Or at least I could use that as the tagline, sort of a subtitle. I think that's nice. And that is the goal, really, is to help other writers and to help other people. And I've wanted for a long time actually to write a self-help book, but I'm too busy writing other things, and whether I'll ever get to that or not, I don't know. But maybe this can kind of serve as a substitute to help me satisfy that desire. So, welcome to the journey. Your noises from time to time. I'm recording this, as I often do, while I'm at work. This is the third podcast in the series, and hopefully there'll be a number of podcasts after it, but I've made it past the first, which was the prove to myself that I can record an extemporaneous podcast, and I've made it past the second, which was the, okay, you did it once, but can you do it again? And so now we're on to a smooth series. And that is a progression that I find very important. That's the progression that got me writing in the first place. My very first story that I wrote and completed was I picked an idea, and I wrote a story about it. And I tried to make the story as good as I could, but being my first story, not really that good of a story. All the same, the important part of that story, the lesson there, or the success there, wasn't that I wrote a good story that I thought everybody would want to read. It was more that I wrote a story. And writing a story was the most important thing that I could get done at that point. And I did get it done, so I'm pretty happy with it, just for that reason. Now, once I had written and completed one story, the next step was to prove to myself that it wasn't just a fluke, that I could continue to write and complete stories. Because, again, let's face it, if you don't complete it, it's like you never started it. If you don't complete it, it doesn't count. Heinlein's, second rule? One, you must write. Two, you must finish what you write. So the second story, which ended up being a much longer story and in a different genre and a very different story overall, but the main goal behind the second story, again, was just to complete the story and to show myself that I could regularly complete stories, that it wasn't, like I said, a fluke. So the same thing with the podcast. I've done two, now I'm on number three, so I feel really good that I've actually got a series going now. Of course, I'm recording this podcast before I've actually even put the first podcast up online. So I don't know, does that count as a complete podcast? I've got a complete recording. I've converted it to an MP3. It's ready to go. I just need to learn how to actually put a podcast up. I don't think it's that difficult. I think putting a podcast up is a fairly short and easy process, but I've never done it, so we'll see how it is when I actually do it. Anyway, the things that I wanted to cover, so I wanted to talk about failure, and I wanted to get personal for a second. I am an artist by nature and by temperament. I always have been. I'm a very creative person, and I wouldn't say I'm necessarily extroverted, because I'm kind of both. I'm introverted and extroverted, but I'm very extroverted in the sense of I'm very interested in the world around me, and I'm very interested in changes to the world around me, and I've always been very interested in the what if. Anybody out there who reads comic books, I used to love the Marvel What If series, just because it gave us a different take on an established universe. What if this happened? What if that happened? How would things be different? I came up reading a lot of science fiction for the same reason, because I really love taking an idea of what if this was different and extrapolating it as far as possible. So I've got that creative nature and that need to create that manifests itself somehow. If I wasn't writing, I would be playing music, or I would be drawing and painting, or I would be doing some sort of physical sport, or I would be doing something creative and something learning centered and something expressive. So to relate that to failure, which was the main idea, so far in my life I've been an actor, and I don't really think you can say that I failed at acting, because I don't think I ever really tried hard enough. But I acted in high school and got over it and didn't want to do it. And that actually was when I had first started writing. And you might say that I failed at writing, but I don't think so, because I wrote a lot of poetry at one point and never went anywhere with it. But I haven't written fiction before, so I think I'm still counting writing as not a failure just yet, which is probably a good thing, right? So back to the story. I tried acting. I was heavily into skateboarding when I was young and was fairly good at it for what it was, but definitely not ever good enough to be a professional, which is what I wanted and failed at. So I think we can safely say I failed at being a professional skateboarder. I failed at being an amateur skateboarder when it comes down to it. Anything more than a hobbyist, but hey. And then there was music, and I actually had a long career as a musician that really never went anywhere, and I never really made anything out of it, despite a lot of attempts and a lot of effort and a degree in music. So, failed musician. And then I was an artist for a long time after that, visual arts, and I was active in the tattoo field and body art and body piercing, and I did really well with that for a while. And then I stopped doing very well with it, and I went really heavily into visual arts and painting and didn't get anywhere with that. So I failed in the visual arts as well. So I've got this long history behind me of art choices and art careers and art fields that I tried to make a go at and didn't get anywhere. So, that's depressing, huh? But it's not really, because what all that has to do with writing and my writing life is, now I'm a writer, and besides that I've always wanted to write, and now I am, and that's thrilling to no end, and besides how much I enjoy writing, there's also the simple fact that fiction writing is the one art field that I just haven't tried yet, and haven't failed at yet, so hopefully we can make a go of this one, right? There's always one more thing you can try, right? So then the other part of that that's fairly unrelated but kind of related. You might write a story and you might not be happy with the way the story comes out. That happens. Sometimes things just don't work and they need to go back to the drawing board. I think one of the big temptations is to think that the idea just wasn't good enough. What you wanted to do with it really just doesn't work, so it's got to go. And I think that's really the opposite of what you need to think. I don't think that the idea is really that important, and I don't think that originality in terms of ideas is really that important. Shakespeare did not write about things that all his peers weren't writing about. He wrote about history, you know, and there's so many artists who have not really been doing anything more original than their peers. It wasn't the idea, it was the execution that really raised them head and shoulders above their peers and brought them their success. So it's the same thing with ideas and writing. It's nice to have an original idea, and if you get one, sure, hold on to it. Put it out there as best you can and do what you can with it. I'm all for that. But if you only have a so-so idea, as long as it's not absolutely terrible, if you have an idea that works, like say a monster destroys a city, let's write a story about a monster destroying a city. That certainly is not original. It's been done many, many, many times. Is there something you can do with that idea, though, that either is original or that is so well done that it doesn't matter that it's not original? So back to your story. You have a story and it's not working out and you're not real sure what to do. But it can't stay as it is and have any expectations of success. Rather than scrapping the idea or trying to remodel the idea, I would say figure out what your storytelling lacks. Find the skills that you don't have that will allow you to take that idea and make a story out of it that is interesting and eventful and that people will want to read. So polishing a turd. I think you can polish a turd. I think you can stir a steaming pile of crap up and end up with something other than a steaming pile of crap. But I don't think you can do it by rearranging. I don't think you can do it by a little bit of substitution. I think if it's gotten to the point where your story just isn't working, then you need to stop, take a step back, salvage the ideas and the things about the story that are good, and start fresh and write a new story. And it can be the same story and it can be the same idea, but figure out the way to tell the story that's different. Don't just try to improve it a little bit. Don't bolt on a set of wings and call it an airplane. Go ahead and make a new story that tells the story that you wanted to tell instead of the one that you did tell. Okay, so there's that. And to relate that back to the failure, just because you fail doesn't necessarily mean that that's it. You try to write a story, it's bad. Okay, I can't write that story. I'll never do that again. Or I might as well just do something else. No, you've learned what doesn't work. And learning what doesn't work is just as important as learning what does work. In any field and in any endeavor, you have to put a certain amount of mental sweat and maybe even physical sweat and time into it before you're going to see any rewards, any success. Sometimes it may only be a little bit of effort. Sometimes it may be an afternoon. Sometimes it may be a month or a year or years and years before you start to see returns on your investment of time and effort. And a lot of times, especially in creative areas, you don't know how long it's going to take. If you're not happy with your physique and you decide you want to lose weight and build muscles and you start working out regularly, you're going to see returns pretty quick. If you decide that you're unhappy with your landscape and your lawn is way overgrown and you go out and mow it, you're going to see returns that afternoon. A couple hours and hey, things look way better. You cut the grass down, good job, you know. With writing or any art, it may take a long time before you see a return on all the effort you're putting into getting better and learning to tell your stories better and improving your craft. And not only may it take a long time, but you don't know how long that time is going to be. And again, this is something that sounds grim, just like failure sounds grim and sounds horrible, and we want to avoid it, and we don't want to think about how long it's going to take us. But here's the thing. You don't know how long it's going to take. You don't know if it's long, you don't know if it's short, but it is a finite amount of time. If you keep applying yourself, you will succeed eventually. And not just applying yourself, but learning, changing up, letting go of the things that don't work, and adding in the things that do work. If you keep doing it, sooner or later, you will have a return on your investment, and you will succeed. Not if you keep doing it the same way. If it doesn't work once, it's not going to work twice. But if you keep learning and keep growing, you will succeed. So you have to assume that success. Maybe you won't. You know, maybe not everybody succeeds at everything, and I'll accept that too. But there's no point in even bothering if you don't think you're going to succeed. So let's assume success. You're going to succeed at some point. You don't know what that point is going to be. But it is a finite amount of time and effort that you will have to put into this before you see some success. If it's a finite amount of time, then every effort that you put forth lessens that time. Every failure lessens that time. Everything you do lessens that time. So, you know, if you write a story and it doesn't work, if you submit somewhere and you get a rejection, and so forth and so on, that's fine. That just means you're chipping away at that big rock wall that's in your path. Sooner or later, it's going to crack in two and fall out of the way. But you got to do the chipping away first. So that's my uplifting tale for the day. I hope you've all enjoyed this, and I hope you have a great day, and welcome to the journey.